Hey guys, how y'all doing today? I hope you're doing well. Today is Thursday, May 30th. And as I'm getting ready for my kids to be out of school, I figured I'd just come right in and have a little chit chat with you guys about being 40 and the things that we go through as women. I can't speak for a guy, but I can sure enough speak for myself and maybe for some other women out there who are experiencing things being 40. Now, you know, as a teenager, you don't really notice anything, you know, because you're so full of life. You have a care in the world, you're doing things, and, you know, it's easier to lose weight. You know, you may gain a few pounds, but just because you're so active, you don't really notice it, and then you're losing weight, and it's just easier. But as you start creeping into your 20s, you know, you start changing. Your life takes a big change when you're going into your 20s, and you don't really notice a change until you, like, I'm going to say hit 25. And then at 25, you know, you got a lot of stuff kicking in, you know, maturity, and, you know, it depends on what's going on in your life. If you are a young mom, say you had a baby in your teen years, and you have a kid, you know, by 25, you're like, look, it's just me and my kid, man. We just got to do this, you know. It's just not you anymore. But if you don't have any children, sometimes, you know, that maturity don't kick in until later on in life until you have kids, because I know a couple of my friends who don't want kids because they're selfish. And they tell you, yeah, I'm selfish. I don't want to spend my money on someone else or another mouth to feed when I'm so used to, you know, leaving when I want to, hanging out when I want to, doing things when I want to, traveling when I want to, you know. So kids are not for everybody. And I get that, you know, I get that. Kids are not for everybody. And, you know, it was just a good conversation that I had with them. It was also refreshing to hear their point of view, you know. But so, and what I'm trying to say is, with their worries and stuff like that, if you hear somebody else in the background, that's my kid in his room making a whole bunch of noise, but I don't tell him to be quiet numerous times. But anyway, so, as I was saying, they're different than me. I have a whole family. I have a husband. I have 6 kids, 3 grandchildren, and I'll be 45 July 17th, okay? So I have a lot going on. My oldest is 30, okay? The youngest is 13. So you could tell, you could just know what I'm going through. The attitude changes, you know, the different personalities, and then your grandkids, and then, you know, the ones that have children, they want you to be a grandma. Listen, let me just tell y'all something. I love my grandbabies dearly. I love them to death. But my kids are grown. It is my time to relax. You know, I still have a 17-year-old and a 13-year-old to deal with, you know, and then it's hard for me to deal with a baby. You know, my grandkids are 5 and 5 months. And the baby, she's 5 months, it's hard to adjust because, like, I went through this already several times. And when you don't go through it for a long time, you be like, okay, this is not where it's at. But she's a good baby, so I don't mind with her. But, you know, I love my grandkids, but, you know, it's time for me and my husband to, you know, get away for a weekend or for a week or so. You know what? We need time for us. We done dedicated all our time to our kids. Now it's our time. So, and as you move on into your 30s, I know I'm all over the place, but as you move on to your 30s, you know, your patience starts to get shorter and shorter and shorter. And the things that you were all revved up about in your 20s, you could care less in your 30s. Now you just want to work, come home, maybe go to a club or two or to a lounge or two, but it's not as, you know, as mandatory and you know, that you had to go when you were in your 20s. Okay, it's, you know, you start to slow down a little bit as you get older. You start to slow down, and it's not that you're getting old, it's just that you just becoming a different person every year when you turn an age. Okay, I didn't notice a big drastic change. I knew I was changing, you know, in my 30s, like I was saying, I had my kids and I was raising them and everything. But when the kids got older and they was all in school, I noticed at the age of 40, it's when it really kicked in. At the age of 40, all I just wanted to do was just be home with my family, relaxing, pop in a scary movie and just chill, me and my husband. That was it. I didn't want to be out there with no friends. I didn't want to go to no clubs. I didn't want to go hanging out every weekend. You get what I'm saying? And we don't have couples. And if we did have the couples, like, as friends, it's not guaranteed that we're going to want to hang out. You get what I'm saying? So it's like you're just in a chill mode. And then my patience, I don't have the patience that I used to have when I was in my 20s and 30s. My patience are really much just gone. They're shot. You know, I just don't have patience for different things anymore. Things that I like to do, I don't like to do them anymore. You get what I'm saying? I have a YouTube channel, you know, type in Phone Jones, you'll see it. And I would do crafting, I'll do hauls, I would do all these things. But now it's like, okay, I'm out the hauls and stuff. I still go into my little Dollar Tree, into my stores, and purchase things, you know, whenever I can. But it's not as mandatory or, you know, exciting like it was before. You get what I'm saying? I had to get to those stores to see what was new. Now I can care less what's new, unless my heart is really set on it. You get what I'm saying? Crafting, I like making different things. So I'm still into that in a way, but I just do it when I want to do it. And I'm at the point where if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it unless I want to do it. You know, I also run a small business, you know, hey, bodylovingbutters.com, and I have a small business. So sometimes my business is up and down. I can get like 12 orders in 1 week. Okay, I can get 6 orders another week. I can get one big huge order to fill, and that would take me a couple of days because I do everything from scratch. I make my own body butters, I make my own sprays, and everything is natural. So it takes me a minute to get all everything in the groove. You get what I'm saying? Because I just don't have it laid around my house. So I'm doing that, and I love doing that. So it's like I just don't have time for other things. You know, it's I love New York City. If I can go and vacation there every month, I could. I would do it, but I can't. But, you know, I just have so many ideas and so many things that I want to do, to the point where I'm trying to get myself ready when my son graduate high school, the last kid, because, you know, the 17-year-old, he's graduating next year. So when the last kid that's turning 14, when he gets ready to graduate high school, I want to get me an RV, and I just want to travel. You get what I'm saying? I just want to go from state to state for a little while and just chill. I can go in the summer months. I just want to go when I want to go. You know, I'm at the point, I'm tired of children. I am tired of kids. I've had a lot. I've dealt with a lot of kids. I'm just tired of children, and it's time for me. So my patience are really much just gone. I just don't have time for the foolish behavior. Not only from children, from adults too. I don't have time for needy adults. You get one of them that needs my attention 24/7. What are you doing? You know, like, I just don't have time for that. I feel right now the biggest change I'm getting ready to go through, and it's like, I'm kind of like worried. I'm not worried, but I'm like, okay, am I ready for this? Because any other time, I don't feel the changes until like, all right, you know, my 30s, I didn't feel them so much. I didn't notice them so much. But in my 40s, it's like, oh my God, I am at the point where I'm like, I'd rather not, or could you not? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just want to chill. You know, sometimes, I barely watch TV. You know, I barely watch TV. I just want to be in my house. It's too hot right now to be outside. I live in Florida. It's too hot. You know? But my heart is in New York City. My family is in New York City. If I can just go there and just, if I had the money right now to just go there for a month while the kids are out of school, I would do it in a heartbeat, you know, because New York City is my playground. I would have so much inspiration, and I'd be so inspired to do other things, to visit this place and that place, and to show it on my channel. But here, it's just so hot that I don't even want to be outside. So, I don't like the summertime. The summertime, I don't like it because it makes me hot. I have an attitude all the time. My patience is just out the window with people. So I don't go out in the daytime. I like spring, but my favorite season is fall. I love October. I love fall. Oh my God, I really do. But you know, it's just that I don't know how many women out there feel when they turn 40 that, you know, they start to feel the change. They start to, you know, certain things that didn't make you cry, all of a sudden you're crying. And it's just, you on an emotional roller coaster. You get what I'm saying? You're on an emotional roller coaster. And it's like, wow. What is it going to be like when I turn 50? Oh my God. What is it going to be like when I turn 50? And I would love to interview some women that are 50 years old and get their different, you know, opinions about what's going on when you're 50. Not everybody go through the change of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, I'm not going through it. I still have my heavy periods, but, and I can still get pregnant. I'm only 44. I'll be 45 in July. I'm not old. You know, and that's another thing. I hate when these kids say, oh, you're getting old. Well, you know what? Guess what? You better hope and pray you live to get this old as I am. Because at this rate, the way things are going, I don't think so, buddy. You know what I'm saying? But people are dying earlier. And for whatever reason, you know, sickness and illness and all that kind of stuff. You know, every day is a gift. And I'm thankful for every day that I wake up. Every day is a gift. You know, I don't worry about getting old. Shit, it's supposed to happen. You know, we gotta get old. You know, but I'm living each day, you know, as it comes. I'm living my life. That's what I'm doing, living my life. So, you know, I just feel like if there's women out there who are 40 and, you know, 41, 42, 43 and up, and you feel some type of way, you know, hey, girlfriend, I'm right there with you. I'm feeling something different inside. You know, I'm feeling different. And my patience are shot. I don't want to be around kids all the time. You get what I mean? I love my kids. I love my family. But it's just that I just become a no-nonsense person. And I don't have time for BS. You get what I'm saying? Either get to the point or get lost. That's just the way I'm at right now. But anyway, with that being said, I thank you so much for listening. And I hope that you guys love this episode of This Is 40. That's what I'm going to call it. This Is 40. You know, and I hope you guys have a good one. And I am loving this podcast. So I will be on top of it, you know, when I can. You know, when I can. Because I got a lot going on here. Like I said, the summer is here. Kids are getting out. And yeah. And I also take a lot of deep breaths because I have to. But anyway, my next conversation is going to be about 40, being 40 and fit. Oh, Lord, the struggle is real. The struggle is real. The struggle is real. Thank you for listening, guys. And I want you to have a great day. And please share this podcast, if you will. I would appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.